47 degrees, it's 422 on the DWS News Hour. Luke Boyce is here from Shatterglass Studios and Shatterglass Films. Want to check in on the movie Hollywood scene. How are you doing, sir? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
First of all, congratulations. You and your brother will be commencement speakers at Parkland's graduation coming up in a month and a half or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very honored about that. I was very honored to be asked, so... Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but...
Did you know that was coming at all?
Well, it's sort of. My mom works at Parkland, so she's in the dental hygiene program, so she sort of gave me a heads up that they would be asking. So I sort of knew, but yeah, I mean, it was still a huge honor. It kind of came out of left field, to be honest.
So now is your mind churning constantly about what you'll have to say or want to say, or do you already know it?
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's weird when you sort of still feel like you're at the beginning of your career, you know? Like, I still feel like I'm just starting out, even though I've been doing this for 11 years now. So I've got successes and things like that, and I definitely know that I can certainly deliver inspiration, but I think from a position of maybe closer as a more of a peer to the graduates than someone who's, you know, maybe retiring or something like that. So
Luke Boyce is with us here. Well, congratulations, and you and your brother will do it together.
Yeah.
Ebertfest is around the corner before you get to graduation. Yep. And I know you're always a part of things there. One of the movies just unveiled today that will be in the lineup, The Big Lebowski, mm-hmm. a Coen Brothers film. And this has stood the test of time as a cult classic. And I mean, there's a lot of Coen Brothers out there, but how much do you like that film?
So The Big Lebowski is actually, first time I saw it, I hated it. And then about a few months later, I watched it again and probably became one of my all-time favorite films of all time. Coens have that sensibility where, like, you have to be on that level. But it turns out that when Brett, my partner at Shatterglass, when we first met, there were two movies that we bonded over that we both were obsessed with, and The Big Lebowski was one. Excuse me.
What was the other?
Swingers by Jon Favreau.
I don't remember that. Is that the one with the dancers?
With Vince Vaughn, and yeah, sort of during the swing revival of the 90s.
Yeah.
But it was a big movie because they did it themselves, basically. It was a big indie. It was a huge indie hit. Because I think they mostly financed it themselves. It was one of Doug Liman's first films, shot on 16mm. So that was a big inspiration to us on that level as well.
And they're opening up with The Fugitive, which is just a great piece of entertainment.
Yeah, I just watched it recently, actually, off the cuff. It'd been a while, but oh my gosh, man, does that hold up.
Yeah, it just has all the great elements of suspense, action, thriller, and... good and versus bad.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. In between, and they haven't announced their full lineup yet, mm-hmm. but some of the other ones are known with 13th. They're going to be screening that, and Ava DuVernay.
Oh, yeah.
And three prominent female black directors as well. And this ties into some of what's going on in all of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. There was a big Time article about the shift towards women in Hollywood and featuring them and minorities in mm-hmm. directorial and acting and all that. What's been your experience with that? Because one of the things that strikes me is Hollywood, and I don't even know if it's a fair label, but Hollywood is seen by some as progressive and liberal. Mm-hmm. But yet, it's been apparently a boys' club and a white club as well.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is definitely a very... and people may not always want to admit it there, but there is very much you have a leg up if you're white and male. And yeah, I mean, look, it's the values of Hollywood because it's the entertainment of the masses is a progressive ideology for the most part, but it's still one of the most capitalist, you know, industries in the world.
It's a bottom line industry, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's going to come with a certain level of, you know, similar problems that a lot of our capitalist society is, which is somewhat, you know, male-centered, white-centered, that kind of thing. So it's a matter of, you know, but you know, God bless them. They are very quick to realize it and want to change it. They've made a lot of quick changes already. You know, I think it has a long way to go, as any of these would. But, you know, it's just simply a matter of opportunity, because obviously, I think we can all probably agree that white men are not the only people who have the skill and ability to pull off great quality entertainment. So it's just a matter of making, I think, those opportunities available. We've tried to do that even in our tiny little microcosm here. We actually, I'm really excited about this series we just released a couple weeks ago called Seeds. It's on Open TV, which is a Chicago web series platform. But you can get this online for free. 5 episodes in the first season. Each episode's about 5 to 6 minutes a piece. So it's not a big time commitment. And it's a hilarious sitcom about these 4 black college age girls. Sort of scenarios with that. And it was written by a black girl and directed by a black girl. And we just, it's just hilarious. So we're really excited about it. I think it's a great series. It does. Word of warning, there's some colorful language in it, so viewer discretion is advised, but it is really hilarious, and we premiered it at the Chicago Cultural Center a couple weekends ago, and it tore the house down. I mean, we had a full house, and it was just massive laughter the whole time, so we were really proud of how that came out.
Seeds on Open TV.
Yeah.
And just Google Open TV, and you'll probably find it.
The easiest way to get to it, I would say, is go to seedsseries.com. You can see every episode there on our website. Yeah.
All right. Before we let you go, Luke Boyce, sure. Best new movie you've seen recently?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if I can say what best movie. I did last night see the opening of Ready Player One, which I loved. I mean, I liked the book a lot, but I loved the movie. I'm a Spielberg disciple. So, I mean, that. But this was just like the Spielberg magic. It was back. It just felt like a classic Spielberg movie. And oh, my gosh, it's just from front to back, just tons of fun. So I loved it.
Luke Boyce, always great to see you. Enjoy Ebert Fest and knock it out of the park with Parkland. I'm sure you'll do it.
Thank you, sir.